What's up, everybody, and welcome to the week 15. It's week 15. It's the semifinals week here in the Swolecast on RotoGrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen, joined by Davis Matic. Davis looking spry right now.
Well, the FBI is on the way to the show already because you've already alluded to your best ball teams. And
I did not allude to best ball teams, but the rule is if you're in best ball contest still in week 15, you can talk about them now.
The Supreme Court ruled on this last week. There was 1 week clemency after week 13. That's it.
Davis, people want to hear about your drafters team.
Yeah.
It looked like probably the nuts, like I was going to win, but
Davis just went right into it.
He baited him. Tunnel got him.
That's true. That's door. You just violated the Supreme Court order as well.
Dave, that was such a great human psychological experiment. Dave's like, you can't talk about it. Someone asked you about his. It's like, well, actually I have the nuts. It's looking pretty good.
It's like Michael Scott. Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just pulled up the chat and there was a little bit of a debate going on as if this show is for entertainment or if it's for the picks. I do want to let people know it is for the picks. The things we give out here are stone cold locks. You don't need to check anything later in the week. What we say here is gold. It goes from our lips to God's ears. So do with that accordingly.
Just like Kitchen Swolecast team didn't change from Wednesday.
Did y'all see that?
Oh, yes. We saw.
You still have David Johnson in there, and that's like even more EV, not just the overlay, not just the rig free, the men 2x, it's teams that I don't change since Wednesday. So I didn't
shows how hard Kitchen's been grinding on FanDuel.com recently.
What really disgusted me was just the fact that you're playing three running backs. I mean, I don't know if you heard, but it was a four wide receiver kind of week.
I know. It equally disgusting. Well, anyways, we don't want to talk about that because, yes, I did play Derrick Henry on DraftKings. Who wouldn't play Derrick Henry on DraftKings is what I'm saying. Against the Jags.
He doesn't catch passes. Did you know that?
Well, he caught more than Ronald Jones did last week. That's all I know.
No, I don't know. No.
Yeah, he did. He caught two.
No, Ronald Jones. Slander on this show.
Don't act like two guys who were priced $3,500 apart are like a comparable decision of who you were playing.
No, I'm just saying that Ronald Jones is a frequent name, as is Derrick Henry. But I love that you guys are still trying to despair. It wouldn't be D-Hember if the rest of the Swolecast crew wasn't trying to disparage Derrick Henry. I cannot wait for these next three cupcake weeks coming up to see if you go along with it
I gotta come clean right now on this program.
You're gonna say you played him on FanDuel?
No, come on. Derrick Henry is my highest projected player, period, this week. Quarterbacks, everything. No one projects for more points than him, and it's giving me some conflicting feelings.
So you put the calendar boost into your model finally?
yeah, I did. It's just calendar turns over to December and you know what you gotta do.
Do you want to know also the Lions also signed a college football DFS guy, Jordan. I don't even know how to say his last name. Ta'amu.
St. Louis BattleHawks. Wow.
XFL
quarterback.
XFL.
Yeah,
someone showing their privilege that they didn't have to grind XFL DFS like the rest of us. Sorry,
Kitchen, sorry. What? How many times do we think Kitchen logged on to DraftKings from April 1st?
I played one XFL contest 1 week, and it was great. But
it wasn't great. Don't lie.
Here's my strategy on the big dog this week. I'm doing a 180. Normally I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fade him. He's going to be too popular. The problem is now that he's priced up, he's falling in this like weird dead zone ownership range between like 20 to 30% where it's like really hard to tell if you should play him. So I'm going to hype him up all week. See if we can get him to like the 40, 45% range. And then it's an easy fade. I just don't want him down here in this middling range where it makes me, you know, really, have to make a tough decision.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously Derrick Henry, that went well last week. What has gone well for you over the past week, Pete? Like what's a positive thing? I don't want to have so much negativity on here or fight over Derrick Henry.
What is something positive that has happened for me over the past week? It's honestly hard to think of something. I discovered last week, someone pointed out that I don't have lips, literally went my whole life without ever hearing that. And now that's all anyone says to me. So I don't think anything has gone great for me, Kitchen.
I think that might be pronounced by my massive facial features. Are we next to each other on the screen?
Where is Tuttle on the screen in relation to me, Devin?
Diagonal kitty.
Kitty. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so while things are not going well for you, I do want to say I checked out everyone's best ball, or not best ball, Scott Fishbowl X teams. Davis, you didn't make it. Sad.
I can't talk about it. I missed by 3 points.
I know. It was really close. But
how many did I miss by, Kitchen?
Even worse. Peter, this shocked me when I uncovered this.
Okay.
Peter faded Gesicki in his lineup. How? How do you fade Mike Gesicki in a tight end premium Scott Fishbowl X lineup? For who? Gio Bernard? Is that who you had in your lineup?
Do you really want to know how I set my lineups?
Yeah, I do.
I go to John Paulson's rankings, and he has the little extension in there that plugs in with all your team, and whichever 11 guys he has the highest, I put him in my lineup. Wow. I don't make any decisions. I trust the math. So, John Paulson, fuck okay. You, brother. No.
I love how you're pulling the Davis card and not taking any sort of responsibility. John is one of the best rankers. I mean,
look at you backpedaling on this one.
Since we got in. Let me finish. That's the preface to this. But does he have the GAM metric that we have for Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, DK Metcalf?
Well, you know that Mike Gesicki's GAM status is like, it's been tied up in courts for months, dude.
Past couple of weeks.
I'm just telling you, this is a battle that Peter and I have been fighting for a while.
Well, I don't know. I played Gesicki and I was top of my league.
Did you make it?
Yeah. Kitchen? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Top score, or maybe someone else passed me in that Monday game. But yeah, second place. So I'm still alive, fighting for the crew.
Every Gus Edwards point was just stabbing me in the rectum. Dude, it was just brutal to watch.
I can't believe that was one of your to-do list items this week, to go and investigate Davis and I's rosters and then needle us about stuff.
Don't you know how busy he is, dude?
Is so busy, man.
So busy.
It's not just busy. It's that I made it. Like, if I didn't make it, would I go and investigate your guys' lineups? No. But, and kudos to Davis, because the rest of his team was so bad that there was nothing else he could do to make up for that 3 points. But I was legit shocked.
Tony Pollard versus, or LaVisca Chenault versus Logan Thomas would have got me in.
Yeah, but, I mean, you weren't doing that. But I was legit shocked. I will say, legit shocked at Pete not putting Gesicki in with the fins up, with the GAM stuff, with everything that he said about Gesicki, and to leave him on the bench for some of those scrubs he had in the starting lineup. I was
My goal with fantasy is to take all emotions out of it. I just want it to be purely a math problem. I don't want to have fun. I don't want it to be an intellectual exercise. I just want math to play out on spreadsheets.
Yeah. Yet you fade Derrick Henry in December. All right.
nothing emotional about that. That's pure math.
I mean, shout out to Taylor. I don't even know how you say her last name. Canterbury. I don't know. She said that December is the coldest month in the middle of the game before Derrick Henry went off. And just want to say,
you know what, Dave, you are also too in the first week of December when Derrick Henry quiet, and now you're just victory lapping everywhere.
Maya. Maya. All right. Let's get on to week 15, shall we?
Let's keep talking about a league nobody else is in. Let's do that.
Oh, the league that you're not in, Tuttle.
Let's do that. I mean, I think the listeners are liking it a lot. So,
Tuttle, how'd your one best ball team do?
I'd like to tell you I got second place.
Best ball team. Nice. Yeah. All right. Week 15. How close are we monitoring the news? Let's get over Zed's overview for the week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm monitoring the news closely. I have I subscribe to lots of news services. I have notifications turned on. Every time I get a practice report, it's the kind of dopamine hit that kind of gets me through the week. So
sure.
I will say, Dave, I'm sitting here and not a lot of value in this week 15 economy on the main slate right now.
On a Friday, there could be some value opening up.
I don't know. I mean, obviously you throw out Denzel Mims, who just shows up every single week, but we got Lynn Bowden Jr. We might have Jeff Wilson Jr. Big week for juniors. Michael Gallup, if you feel so inclined to go back there against San Francisco. I mean, Cole Kmet. Like, it's not names that you're like windmilling, but there are guys who are going to be 15%-ish owned or whatever.
I feel like you just proved Peter's point with some of those names.
There's no wide receiver. There's no Braxton Berrios this week that we can play, and then he has a 21% snap share. So I can't
talk about Braxton Berrios.
I don't know. I'm itching for the Leonard Fournette troll game once Rogers.
Oh, that's happening, by the way. Like, they're gonna make Leonard Fournette active. He's gonna have 18 rushes, 18 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 targets, 4 receptions, 4 yards, 1 touchdown. Like, just be ready for it.
How do they play LeSean McCoy over Fournette, make him inactive, and then go to Fournette as a bell cow? I agree. I think it's happening too, but I just still don't understand that logic.
It's roles, and it's also just Arians' logic. Like, Arians is just one of the weirdest personnel decision makers in football. Like, he really is.
Did you hear him and Brady were going to go on like a bonding weekend trip and then the NFL shut it down?
Buddy, they need it because, I mean, watching Brady miss these passes, like, at first it was kind of funny, but now I'm actually mad about it because he's making Chris Godwin useless. And anyone who makes Chris Godwin useless is like not fun.
As far as some of the teams with high team totals, Baltimore is back this week.
Good observation, Dave.
Well, I'm just saying, against Jacksonville, are you fading Lamar?
But who do you play, though? Like, what are you stacking him with Hollywood and just hoping that he gets a 4th-and-7 40-yard touchdown after Lamar came back from taking a shit? Like,
I feel like Mark Andrews is the guy that you would pair him with.
Yeah.
Just run him naked, man.
Look at how Tyler in the chat knows how to pander to this crew. They should give the ball to the Vandy kid if Rojo is going to be out.
Oh, yeah.
The Vandy kid.
Keyshawn Vaughn.
Man, talk about a guy on a lot of my best ball teams.
How bad does Keyshawn Vaughn have to be losing touches to 34-year-old LeSean McCoy?
Just gotta give me a year.
He needs to go on a fishing trip with Bruce Arians to get that relationship squared away.
All right. Other teams, you've got the team facing the Texans. The Texans bumped the Indianapolis Colts. So that's gonna be
Jordan
something
Wilkins,
to talk about.
Carries.
The resurgence of some of these dusty old wide receivers. Davis, how do you feel about this?
I like to take the emotion out of it. I just like to follow the data. So no, I mean, AJ Green, I'm definitely not buying that dead cat bounce. I'm like maybe nominally interested in T.Y. Hilton though, because, not because he is a back from the dead, but because Tuttle knows. Why am I interested in T.Y. Hilton this week?
Because of the player versus team matchup.
Dude, if you have the player versus team model that I have access to, you'd be salivating to get T.Y. Hilton in.
No, it's gone too far with this T.Y. Hilton crap. Now you have the narrative, you have the cheap price tag. He's going to be 35% owned. I'm playing Michael Pittman Jr.
I don't know. Did you see the time he wore a clown mask to Houston?
That was, yeah. I mean, that, how do you,
how do you filter that out of your model?
All right. So
Dave, you want to go back to listing team totals here? Get us back on track.
Well, I did want to say one team total that's not there is the Titans against the Lions, because Stafford, I don't think he's going to play. But
no, I don't think he is either.
Titans are going to steamroll there. So let's start with quarterback. You got Lamar Davis, but you're not interested in naked Lamar.
No, I mean, I think the naked quarterback play is Jalen Hurts. If you're playing a naked rushing quarterback, I would rather play Jalen Hurts.
Can I toss another name in the ring? I think I would. Yes. I think when we factor in ownership at the end of the day, I think I am going to prefer Taysom Hill as my naked rushing quarterback.
I actually like that one a lot, Pete.
Way to backtrack your hot take.
Well, no, I prefer Hurts for sure, but I actually wouldn't use Taysom naked. I was thinking earlier today, Taysom with a double Chiefs stack, and you just use Taysom instead of Mahomes, because, like, what does Mahomes cost? $7,900. So you have Mahomes for 79. You just play Taysom for 6K flat. If he gets 25 and Mahomes gets 35, you would rather have Taysom's 25 at 6K than Mahomes' 35 at almost 8K. So I kind of like that.
Yeah, there's a few GPP options out there. Tuttle, who are some GPP calls for you this week?
Mr. Consistency himself, old man Phil Rivers. We mentioned Houston is a good matchup. He's only 5,900. He pretty much has no ceiling, Rivers, but if they throw the ball a little bit, he's a fine, cheap guy. I don't know why we have Lamar Jackson hate here. I think he's going to be the cash game lock on FanDuel. And I think people
on FanDuel. On
FanDuel, he's going to be the cash game lock. DraftKings, I think people will still get up to him. COVID gave Lamar Jackson his swag back. People are talking about the negative side effects. Lamar Jackson took those weeks off of rest, and he is back.
There's another narrative here too. It's the poop narrative.
Kitchen's been waiting to say those words on this podcast for 5 years.
I'm just saying, he wants to take all attention off of this poop narrative, so he is going to ball out because if he plays like poop, it's gonna be over for him.
When he juked around the door was like, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, I've watched it probably like 400 times. It's so good.
It's very relatable.
So I do have a Philip Rivers thing though, and this is, I just can never get myself to play him. He has never in his entire career finished as the QB1 in a week for fantasy. Doesn't that just seem absurd?
Yeah. Who?
Philip Rivers has never finished as the overall QB1.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it. I honestly believe it.
Kyler though is kind of interesting. 13 rushing attempts last week. Looked a little bit better. Their red zone offense was a mess last week, but
hey, guess what? You don't have to be scared of Darius Slay, probably.
Oh, is DK Metcalf's backpack not playing?
Slay's in the concussion protocol. McLeod and Avante Maddox are out.
Thank God, dude. I have been losing sleep
about those guys.
So Kyler was going to be the one that I was going to mention. I'm surprised. I was going to throw it to Peter because I thought that he would go with that narrative as well, but he went with Taysom.
No, Pete threw away his copy of the perfect pass.
No. That Taysom call was strictly on the naked quarterback stuff.
Oh, okay.
If you actually want to throw it to me properly ask for my takes.
Hold on, Peter. All right, let's go to Peter Overzet. Peter, what's your thoughts on the quarterback situation this week in tournaments?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting kind of landscape at the quarterback position. Pretty flat up top. I mean, I'm looking at some of these implied team totals. A lot of stuff standing out. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, Dave, but the Rams, 30.25 implied team total. Yeah. Every single week, I play a stack against the Jets thinking I'm a genius, and then I always remember the Jets aren't trying to win, and it backfires on me. I do like Kyler, though. Last week, he was finally off the injury report, rushed 13 times. The two previous weeks when he hadn't been rushing, had the shoulder concerns. My biggest concern with Kyler is Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, that guy calls plays with 19 condoms wrapped around his little wiener, and I just want them to open up the offense.
What's so tilting is he's never going to get fired because Kyler is too good. Like, they're going to win 8 games a year for all of Kyler's rookie contract, and they'll never do anything about Cliff. And it's just a huge bummer because he is driving a Mercedes to go refill his prescription eyewear.
All right. Any other hot take for quarterbacks? I've got one more ugly one I would like to throw in the ring here.
I mean, we got to talk about Jalen. Like, Jalen ran 18 times less. We didn't hammer it home enough. He is like a super duper smash here.
He's like a rich man's Taysom.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to throw in Nick Mullins.
Okay. No. All right. No, we're good with that
one. Does anyone, any of you guys want to book Taysom versus Jalen Hurts fantasy points this week?
Let me see how I have it projected. No, I have Taysom a point better, so no.
All right. So Taysom's a total smash this
Anybody
week.
Anybody want to vote Lamar Jackson's fantasy points versus Taysom? Or...
No.
All right, just checking.
No. No, not with one that and a half narrative points back at him.
I mean, I'm too scared of that.
All right, let's open up DraftKings, build a lineup. Peter, we'll start with you.
Well, it's really nice of you, Dave.
You had a rough week last week.
I did. I had a really rough week. Who do I want to start with here? You know what? I'm going to play a guy. He might end up being popular, but his workload right now is just absolutely insane. I'm going to put Brandon Ayuk in this lineup.
Nick Mullins. Obviously, though, Debo out this week. Was expecting another wide receiver from San Francisco.
You what? You thought my first pick in this lineup was going to be Kendrick Bourne?
No, he's even going the other way because he wants Richie James because Richie James went to the college that Dave went to.
Oh, get it.
No, I want Richie James because he's a dynamic playmaker without Debo.
He's a dynamic playmaker.
David, did you ever go to a actual game that Richie
James played? I'll take the under on 0.5.
Oh, well, not that he went to because I'm too old for that. But when I was in college, I went to almost every MTSU home game. I was one of the 12 fans in the stadium. So, true story.
Do we think that's true?
You can ask Ben Pritchett. He went with me.
All right.
What else are you going to do at Middle Tennessee State University?
Right.
Go to the football games.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right. So we've got Ayuk, Davis. You go next.
I'll take DeAndre Swift instead of Cam Akers. I think that's a really natural leverage spot, gets that awful Titans defense. And, seems like some of the concussion stuff is behind him at least. And
yeah, well, that's good that some of it is.
I mean, I don't know. It's like he came back to practice and they were talking about how he seemed like a different person, but he played low last week.
That was Adrian Peterson spinning it so he could get more carries.
Well, no, wasn't there the thing that he might not have even had a concussion? I thought that was the thing. He had migraines before. Like, he had suffered the hit, and then they were like, well, we don't even know if he has a concussion.
I had not seen before.
All right, so we got Swift, we got Ayuk. Tuttle, you're up.
I'm going to do the QB wide receiver correlation. Going to do it a little bit different here. Because these guys over here like Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And then wide receiver from a different team, DeAndre Hopkins.
Love it.
There we go.
Hopkins is going to feast this week.
Thank you for getting Hopkins in there. I was worried we were building a dynasty team and not a daily fantasy one there for a second.
Hurt, Swift, Ayuk, Hopkins. I'm going to throw in Michael Gallup to go with Ayuk. 3,500 on DK.
Dave, you getting the correlation, Biz?
We got the secondary correlation going on. Peter, you're up.
What? Say it, Dave. Is. What are you gonna say?
I was
when
gonna say.
Have you ever been timid to say something? Just say it.
I was gonna say, Kitchen finally started listening to the Theory of DFS by Blunder HD.
What were you debating if you wanted to plug it?
I just didn't know if it was funny or not. Like I had to say it in my head.
Yeah, I was about to say. The combination of Davis butting in and slamming me has never been like.
I was trying to think of what Bales's old daily fantasy books were called, but I couldn't remember what they
DFS
were called.
DFS for smart people.
Yeah. I couldn't get there.
Roto Academy, right?
That was all sure.
Okay. Let's get back down to brass tacks, folks. Let's stick with this this youth chasing theme here. Let's play Jonathan Taylor.
Is there a good December Jonathan Taylor pun? Because it might be needed.
I'm gonna have to work on that.
Okay, thank you. Put it in the lab.
All right.
Gotta get cheap now.
Tuttle?
We gotta go cheap.
There is one nut cheap tight end, Tuttle.
Make sure you put that nut.
That sold 2 years ago or 2 weeks ago. We were on the Cole Kmet case before anybody else.
Jordan Akins?
No, he already said it.
Yeah, Kmet's the obvious one. We can plug him in.
22% target share the last 2 weeks for Cole Kmet.
Oh, he didn't. He was not the tight end that scored last week. Tell you that.
Great, great observation, bud.
It gets into the red zone.
Kitchen's box score model is undefeated.
You can't. You look. You're not fooling anyone wearing a DKNG shirt.
Davis, what or Dave? What kind of bets do you make on? Are you just doing spread bets? Are you doing props? Are you doing 8-leg parlays? Trying to be Davey parlays and Rovell writes you up. What are you trying to do?
I just do flash drafts, and then I hedge it with some live stuff.
Well, I thought you told us that the reason why they're hooking you up is because you've become a whale on the DK sports bet.
That was the thesis of my question.
No, it's I had a rep reach out to me and I said, do you know that I'm former DK pro Soccer Dave? Because like Soccer Dave, you know, they that David Kitchen, they're like, whoa, let's ship you some stuff. So I got the mask, I've got the water bottle, the DKN shirt, never pay rake. And
no one has done more for DraftKings than Dave.
he built that business from the ground up.
Listen, things were looking iffy until the DK Pro program really resurrected things.
People don't even know. Like, I guarantee you a vast majority of people watching this don't even remember. Like 2015.
Like I when you and- like, they signed them to what?
That's called
like
an what? Investment that DraftKings made in the DK Pro.
It was the worst it was program the long in history. Game. But some guys made some good money off that. That's
we true. Should do like a fall. I feel like we were deprived of, you know how they did. I think it was for like one of the world championships and they did the video profiles on like Bales and Condia. Like, how did we never get a Kitchen DK Pro?
Just because I was the one interviewing those guys. Like I
that was Kitchen's job as a DK Pro was he had to host all their dumb video shit because that was the skill he brought to the table.
Was Kitchen was like the only one that actually did anything too for the DK pros.
Yeah, you think Wiggins was out there shilling for DK? Like
Wiggins
no.
came later.
He touted a little bit though on their site, right?
The old DK playbook.
Yeah, he did a little DK playbook touting.
Wiggins came later. It was I don't know. We had Dink winning the million live on the Switch show.
Yes, Smiz. Yeah, but it was basically just paying guys that were already playing. But it was like rake back basically.
The point is we all stand on the shoulders of Dave anytime we do anything with DraftKings.
I don't know. I mean, there is something called like social influencers in every single niche.
Oh my God.
So yeah, this was the first, this it. Was before Instagram influencers even were a thing. Jason Robbins, next level.
So you're saying, are you saying you were the first ever DFS influencer?
I said I was one of five of the first ever DFS influencers, but yes.
And now it's a look what they're up to now.
Where is Soccer Dave now? All right.
We should finish this lineup off with should we just buy the top on David Montgomery here?
No, gross.
I mean, let's pay the top for both JT and David.
Yeah.
In the same line.
I would prefer Thielen, I think, but I know the folks out there are just ready to bite on David Montgomery at 7,000 on DraftKings.com.
If you guys were saying we need to save money, I feel like we don't even need to save that much money to fill this.
If
no,
you
don't.
Went with like
my math was bad.
If you went with like Jets D or something, 2,100, you could actually fit in.
Don't ever play the Jets D. They don't want to win. They don't want to get points.
You could fit in AJ Brown. Who's on both of my underdog and
okay? Nope. FBI, arrest this man.
All right, let's move on to running back. Top running. Are you playing Derrick Henry? Yes or no, Tuttle? We know that what Peter just said. Are you playing Derrick Henry this week?
Yeah, on FanDuel.
Okay. The ultimate edge.
That was like 2016 hedge right there. All right, Davis.
Let's ask you, Kitchen.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you are into rhetorical questions, sure. Davis, yes or no?
If his ownership projection holds, no.
Let's play a game, Kitchen. At what percentage would you be forced, ownership percentage, would you be forced to fade
Derrick
Henry?
That's not how Kitchen builds, dude.
That's not how I work.
What are you doing, man?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Like, do you hate free? Like, you're asking me, like, do you hate free stuff? Do you hate a free square? Like, are you trying to outthink everybody else? No, I'm just taking the 40 points. That's what I'm doing.
So in your opinion, Derrick Henry comes locked and loaded with 40 points in your DraftKings lineup this week.
That's like, I mean, I don't know how you can deny that.
I do. I want access. I would love to just get like a screen recording of David making his teams on Sunday morning and just like see what he checks, like see what columns he's sorting by. Like, it would be amazing.
Just points divided by dollars, really the only column you have to sort by.
Someone please mash this up in the DK Pro video for Dave Kitchen. Cardi's ceiling projection for Derrick Henry is 36.2 points.
That was originally the Davis bit where he said Johnny Manziel had a 25-point floor. That's actually, don't ask me why, but I was in Planet Fitness on the stair stepper and I was watching a 2015 Best of Swolecast clip on YouTube. And that was one of Davis's things where he had like just insane math on his.
I only missed it by like,
yeah,
27 points.
If Charlie starts on the Best of Swolecast video for this year, you can finish by about 3:30.
Are you talking about Charlie D'Amelio or someone else?
Are you creeping on these TikTok stars these days, Total?
Trying to be an influencer, like the original DK Pros.
Oh, take some notes. Davis, what do you think the floor is for Derrick Henry this week?
This is not useful information for anyone.
No, yes, it is. What do you think the floor is?
I don't know. His floor is like
6.9 points.
I was going to say like
Cleveland 2 weeks ago.
I was going to say like 12.
Well, facing someone with a backup quarterback, it's like 12 points is the minimum, right? Like 100 rushing yards. Let's say no touchdowns, no catching passes, just that. Let's pretend like there isn't a rushing title that he's going for. There's not some arbitrary number.
This is not illustrative for people though. Like, this is not helping anybody.
I think it is. I mean, I'm trying to help people. I
can get behind rushing narratives, like season long narratives.
Sure.
What are we looking for here? What do we need? What do we need to hit?
I think he's got
to
average like 154 yards a game or something like that over the next three games to reach whatever total.
Because these are things that coaches actually do. Like,
yeah, you think Vrabel doesn't care? Yeah, 100%. He does. You're right.
Same with Travis Kelce too. Like, they're gonna try to make him the leading receiver yardage wise.
Peter's dying inside right now.
No, I'm actually just learning a lot. I'm learning a lot.
I don't see you taking down notes right now.
I get a front row seat to learn from a DK pro, and I'm just really just soaking in all the knowledge.
I did. I was one of the original instructors for DFS boot camp as well. So imagine
they now have to
me.
Pay you to take that course.
All right. So other running backs that we legit like, Tuttle, this week is
it depends on site. Pricing is kind of interesting on some of these guys, depending on which site you're looking at. I think probably the biggest question, I don't even know if it's a question mark, but Cam Akers is the guy. That's
it's Akers.
To me. Well, I can 100%, like we've been roped in by McVay before. I can totally see him like, well, Daryl Henderson only played, you know, three snaps last game because he was nursing a shoulder injury and it was a short week, blah, 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 blah. But like, if Akers sees the role that he saw last game, he's underpriced. Underpriced, yeah. Way just smashes 10 times out of 10, underpriced. So Akers is the guy that I think, I don't know if you can assume a same role, but he's
Tuttle,
interesting.
Aren't you worried about the Jets' run defense?
It's a funnel, right?
The bit is evolving, thank the Lord.
Aren't you
Jared
worried?
Goff smash.
Yeah, aren't you worried about how good the Jets' run defense has been? A lot of people pointed that out, after Devontae Booker failed against the Jets. They They like to fill that part of their analysis in.
Davis, get your DFS lingo right. The Jets defense is a little bit of a pass funnel with their interior defensive line.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Can any of us name any Jets defensive players? Tuttle, name a Jets defensive player. I can think
Lamar
of one.
Jackson.
Oh, okay. Now
is is Becton?
That's an easy one.
Becton?
Becton's offensive lineman,
yeah,
right?
He's offensive line.
That's okay. The guy opening up all the big holes for Frank Gore.
Kitchen, can you name a Jets defensive player other than Lamar Jackson?
Let's see how fast he can open up PFF.
I know one. Quinnen Williams is the
Quinnen
one.
Williams?
I know.
Yeah, the guy from Alabama.
What a great trick. Literally duping the words how they come out of his mouth.
No, Quinnen Williams, he's the guy.
Don't dupe
that,
me, bro.
He's the guy that, I don't know if you remember, like the national championship game, almost said something and he's like, and then stopped because he thought that he was going to get killed. No.
I remember now. Yeah, that paints the picture.
All right, the one time he burped too. Anyways, that's how I remember him. Big man. Other running backs that you like, Davis?
Well, if Raheem Mostert doesn't play, Jeff Wilson Jr. is like the Uber smash. I think I probably will go back to DeAndre Washington if the Miami Dolphins running back situation is the same. R. Laird led the backfield in snaps last week, but they were down the entire second half, and Laird was playing slot snaps and stuff. They were receiving some snaps where they were both out there together. Obviously, you get the public bounce back of him sucking last week, so no one will want to play him this week, but I would feel pretty decent playing him. And then the aforementioned Jonathan Taylor as well.
I want to take from Tuttle on a guy that I just feel like I'm too biased on. What do you think of Kenyon Drake?
I mean, if you want touchdowns, he's a good play.
I do like touchdowns.
He's been crushed. I mean, he's the Kenyon Drake we thought might be starting the season.
That was a throwback to back when Silva used to do that to Tuttle. He'd be like, I really want Tuttle's take on X, yeah. Y, and Z. That was like a big role he would serve on the show. So that was
Except
nice to see.
Except then Tuttle would throw it back to, like, I don't know what you think.
I got one. I actually have one.
He's not doing
that.
That
was literally
that
a
Pete.
Scene in the Man Spoof audition. It was like, Tuttle, what do you think of Le'Veon Bell? And Tuttle's like, I don't know. What do you think? He's like, dude, I just asked you what you thought.
You notice that he's not asking Peter what
No,
he
I got one for Peter because I know he's got his hand in the dirt over there.
Uh-oh.
What do you think Jalen Hurts, you know, doing the RPO has done to Miles Sanders?
Well, this is the thing, right? Because you have the two conflicting narratives. You have one that these rushing quarterbacks don't check down to running backs, so he's not getting passes. But then you also have the narrative that they open up holes and make it easier for them to run. So last week confirmed the latter narrative, and the law of recency bias means that will continue. So Miles Sanders, ergo, is an Uber smash this week.
That is not a narrative, though. Running backs with running quarterbacks do average a higher yards per carry on a massive sample.
They open up the lanes. Just watch the tape, dude.
Hey,
you can see the linebackers have to decide.
Can I just borrow a take from last week and apply it to this week with David Johnson?
No.
He's coming back. If you're going to play, he's dirt cheap. If you're going to play some Colt stacks. Him with David Johnson.
Can
5,100 on DK.
Can I collect on my Sklansky bucks on CEH?
Oh, was it Davis that said that he was going to?
The problem is that they're just not, like, even with him playing all the snaps, they are just not at all motivated to get him touchdowns. Like, his touchdowns are going to happen by complete accident. You know what I mean?
I mean, 20 touches for under 6K.
I mean, it's good. It's good use of Sklansky bucks, but I just feel like those are very far. They're very far away from conveying, though. Those are like you're gonna have to hold those Sklans for a while.
We also need to litigate who actually touted KJ Hamler last week. If it was Tuttle or Davis,
just rewind the tape. That one's easy.
Is it you? I think you actually said two of his three targets will go for long touchdowns.
I said 66% touchdown rate is what I said on the tape back.
All right.
I mean, it was clearly me because I remember Davis came back and started talking about him. Like, yeah, I already talked about him.
I probably wasn't listening to you. I'm sorry, buddy.
It's okay. J.K. Dobbins is free on FanDuel this week. if you're into that sort of thing.
Like J.K. Dobbins in cash?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to on FanDuel because Lamar Jackson's free, Jeff Wilson's free. But J.K. Dobbins is free. They finally phased out Mark Ingram. So, like, they got that out of the way. But Gus Edwards is obviously a god, apparently. That's going to take all the touchdowns. But Dobbins is if he's probably like 15 to 20 touches in the spot against Jacksonville for under 6K.
All right, what? Tuttle, since you brought that up, before we move on to wide receiver, you've got to pick one of these rookie running backs, Cam Akers, Jonathan Taylor, James Robinson, or DeAndre Swift.
And comp them each to a young TikTok star.
No. You got to pick
JT's
one.
JT's going to project. JT's the best out of all those guys.
Peter, you agree?
Yeah. I think JT is kind of the Addison Rae of this group. You know, clearly ascended to the top.
Hangs out with the Kardashians now.
Who are these people, dude?
You don't know Addison Rae?
Who is Addison Rae?
Unbelievable.
We that already have like.
Drop. Who is Addison Rae?
Hey, Davis, welcome to the olds.
Dude, I'm too busy trying to fucking beat Pete in a meditation bed. I don't have time for TikTok.
Just meditate on Addison Rae.
Is she like super hot? Is that her deal?
She's like 14, so let's not get into commenting about
Addison Rae. Oh, gosh. Addison Rae. Right, let's move on.
Kitchen is taking the wheel back here.
An attractive 20-year-old or so lady.
Let's move back to
okay, I get
wide receiver. Wide receiver. Wide receiver.
Yeah, she's 20. She is you can talk about Addison Rae.
All right.
It's what she
top
does.
Top wide receiver,
she
Davis.
Wants you to talk about her.
Davis, top wide receiver.
Hold on. I'm pulling up the PFF wide receiver cornerback matchup chart. Chris Godwin faces off against Isaiah Oliver this week in the slot against Atlanta. Oliver allows a 76% catch rate in coverage. We know Godwin eats in the slot against these soft zone coverages from the Atlanta Falcons. So really, really liking that wide receiver matchup spot.
Hey, Peter, anyone playing in a dome this week, wide receiver that you might like?
That might be kind of leverage off of a 45% owned Derrick Henry.
Maybe.
Maybe A.J. Brown?
No, I was not thinking of A.J. Brown.
Michael Thomas is the dome bit. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to
check. Aren't you worried about Bashaud Breeland recapturing his Breeland Island form?
I'm so shook by Cardi not having Michael Thomas projecting as the best guy, knowing he's in the dome. I mean, he's got to fix this. He has Calvin Ridley ahead of him right now. I mean, like, what the hell?
Yeah, Michael Thomas. I mean, oof.
Great analysis, Kitchen. Great analysis there.
No, his price tag, 7K on FanDuel, 7.2 on DK. When's the last time he was that cheap? It's been a while.
Nate Noly's ready to play him in cash.
Was he 7,100 last week?
He was that cheap last week.
I wasn't playing him last week, though.
Looks like in week 9, he was 6,900. So, yeah.
These shows are very illustrating to, like, what Kitchen does and does not pay attention to. Because if Kitchen didn't have a guy in a lineup last week, it just doesn't matter what happened. Like, it's just like he doesn't exist if Kitchen didn't play him last week.
I think he's just worried. I'm surprised you aren't worried about Bashaud Breeland, though.
Yeah. I mean, don't you need to be worried about Bashaud
Breeland?
Charvarius
Ward. I mean, Legarius Sneed.
Are these real names, or are you just?
Oh no, these are Legarius Sneed is legit.
They call Legarius Sneed the clamps because he puts the clamps down on whoever he
got. All right. Other
that's,
any
that's
other
that's
takes?
Good bit.
Any other wide receiver takes? We talked about Ayuk, who's going to be an auto slash.
I mean, are we gonna discuss Mr. Lynn Bowden Jr., who had 9 targets last week, played 71% of the snaps. Looks like both Jakeem Grant and Devontae Parker are questionable
They both
for this game.
Today. I was grinding earlier.
All right, so let's say this. Let's say they both play, but the backfield situation is still kind of in disarray. What are we doing, Lynn Bowden? Do we care, or is he just he just goes back into the morass of cheap wide receivers?
Man, it's tough because obviously the opportunity opened up with those guys banged up, but then he looks so good. Like, you have to get him more touches.
Guys, aren't you afraid of Bill Belichick taking away the opposing team's
top? Oh, the best weapon. No, but he'll do it to Gesicki. He loves to shadow the safety over the top of the tight end.
Gesicki's out.
You know what Gesicki plays.
Oh, what happened to Gesicki?
Are you joking?
You didn't see it? He didn't even finish the game.
Are you joking? I have no idea. Now?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I didn't play him in Scott.
No, stop. Stop. This happened at the end of the game. He landed on his shoulder. It was really bad. And he's not going to be playing this week against the Patriots.
Oh, well, so that's really interesting because Kyle Duggar has been one of the best wide receiver tight end.
Davis, you can't pretend to grind the matchups when you don't even have Roto-World open.
No, I am. I have PFF open right now, and I'm seeing that Kyle Duggar is the primary tight end defender on New England, and he's been very good against them.
Isn't the real question if we're playing Adam Shaheen or Dermon Smythe in his absence?
Well, Corain has a terrible tweet prepared about Durham Smythe's last name for sure.
Yeah, Corain's been real quiet on the Gesicki front of late.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, like, what, how does Miami move the ball though? Like, I think Bowden, like, he's a good play.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just gonna be a bunch of short passing routes to him. They can't throw it to Gesicki. Devontae's got the hammy.
What do we think his ownership comes in at? Kitchen, I'll let you do it. Normally you're not trying to fine-tune in these ownership projections.
Not that high, I don't think, for unless Grant and Parker. If only one of them is out, I still don't think he ends up that high.
I don't, it'll be higher just because we talked about no value on this. It depends, obviously. It's so hard to do this on Wednesday. Not knowing who's going to sit and whatnot. But as of now, he'll be high owned just because there's no other value plays.
Right.
All right, let me throw out a leverage play. You know, when there are like all these low price guys we're talking about putting in your lineup, you got to look for some leverage plays, some other cheap guys around the same price point.
This is your specialty, Dave. They call you Mr. Leverage.
This guy's always, we call him the crowbar, Dave Kitchen.
Longer the pole, the more leverage you have. So as far as a team that is almost a 2-touchdown dog, they've got a new quarterback at the helm that I think is better at passing. There's a guy named LaVisca Chenault.
I can't believe he's doing this. He's trying to steal our bit.
He had 12 targets last week. He's under 4K. He's 3,800. How could you fail to mention him? It's almost like failing to play Gesicki in a crucial win or die matchup on your Scott Fishbowl.
Just so I can be clear, what ownership are you leveraging with the Chenault play?
The 4K wide receiver play.
Yeah, a lot of those available this week, so I think that there will be
clear
leverage.
We just talked about Gallup. We talked about Richie James.
All commanding. We talked
about Richie James, the third wide receiver.
Davis, this is like you talking with Blender about the leverage pulls, and this is it.
We talked about all the other value plays.
Talked about them. Massive leverage.
I don't want to, you know, bring any bad name to LaVisca, but I'd rather just cash in on my hypothetical air yards with DJ Chark, who's going to get over 100 air yards.
Yeah, he's 5K. When's the last time he's been 5K?
I mean, if we want to play this game of one-upsmanship with Jags wide receiver air yards, and I'll come over the top with Keelan Cole, who had the most of all of them.
Well, they are going to be throwing a lot.
Maybe it's the Gardner Minshew triple stack with all three of them.
Yeah, maybe it's the Jags.
How can we lose?
Jags onslaught this week.
I will say that the catchable rates are pretty drastic between Minshew and the backup quarterbacks.
In
favor of Minshew. Like, he actually throws balls that are catchable. It's like a 75% catch rate compared to like 60, low 60s for the other guys.
Okay, let's any other wide receivers, stud wide receivers you want to talk about before we move on, Davis?
I mean, I think we did go by $6,200 Calvin Ridley just a little too quick. I mean, like, I know Brady is terrible, but he can't be bad enough that $6,200 Chris Godwin can't get there. Like, he's Chris Godwin.
You confused me because you said Calvin Ridley first.
Yeah, you said Calvin Ridley.
Oh, my bad.
Who has a great play, too?
Yeah, they're right next to each other in our value stuff on DR. Godwin, to me, though, he'll be like a guy I play pretty aggressively as a one-off, I think, in single entry. Oh, and also we didn't talk about Woods and Kupp when wide receivers just get there every single week against the Jets. Yeah. Robert Woods looks like a really good play.
Lots of options. Good talk, Davis.
Well, at least we got the good leverage wide receiver.
No, let me throw my 2 cents in there. Let me throw my two. Oh, go A.J. Brown against a depleted Lions secondary.
Oh, wow. Week. Kitchen. You know what? It's just the amount of value you bring to the show for the listeners. It can never be replaced.
I try to get the value out of you guys, and sometimes it's tough to do. All right. Let's let's make a FanDuel lineup.
Is the Swolecast contest up yet?
It is, well, I don't know if it is or not. I know that it's being worked on. I also know there is overlay again last week. And so there is more. If I don't know how to say it, like play FanDuel.com/Fullcast. This might be the last ever listener league that we have this week.
To be fair to our listeners, we plug it like one time during the show and that's it.
Yeah.
We plug it more than once a show.
It's for the listeners.
Hey, Kitchen, why don't you use your newfound fame as the best tweeter fleeter on the app and go on and fleet some Swolecast listener league promos? You know, people have notifications turned on for a Kitchen fleet.
Hey, it's true. I will make a bet. If anyone wants to go listen to the last show, I'll take the under 1.5 times that we pumped the listener.
All right.
I got to say, Tuttle? I like your side there.
What do you want to bet, Tuttle? Because I know for a fact.
$25.
Okay.
What poor soul is going back to rewatch the tape?
See, this is the added benefit because I know Dave's not going to go.
Yes, FanDuel.com.
No, Dave will pay someone on Fiverr to go and do it.
He's going to bring up graphic artist Bonnie Chan from the FI days. Hey,
David,
Bonnie,
David literally ran a business paying people to do menial tasks on Fiverr.com.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Here's the other point. Here's the other point in chat. It wasn't even available last week.
It's not up right now either.
And it's not up right now. Hey, guys, go into this league that you cannot get to now. You're going to have to remember it later.
Yeah, but remember to do it on like Friday, though.
Yeah, remember to do it on Friday. But we're not going to tell you on social. But you got to remember to do it, okay?
Listen, here's the deal. I don't know what else to say.
This is why they pay Kitchen the big bucks.
There are other listeners. Like, I don't know why you're putting it on me when it's a 3-max tournament, 600. It's 200 entries. Like, I don't know why you're putting that on me when I got us the best possible tournament we can. Tuttle, maybe you should do some. Maybe you should do some.
David, you are the director. You are the marketing director.
I can't do everything.
I actually have tweeted it out.
But you can look at who can go to the Scott Fishbowl. Also, let's look at the facts right now. Tuttle is a company man,
yes,
shilling for the company where we have our listener league. Dave is like a double agent over here. He's trying to sabotage
a DK Pro
for his own. Oh, God, look at this. Some of us have FanDuel hockey stick, hockey puck.
Hey. Balls. You just got dunked on, Peter.
Okay, let's make a FanDuel team.
Let's do it.
FanDuel.com, where the listener league is, FanDuel.com/Swolecast. It's not available now. We don't know when it's going
to
be available.
You don't have to say backslash.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You're forgetting the people that asked for 5 weeks straight of where
you can lead a donkey to water.
This is the average. This is average Amari all over again.
Literally 2 weeks before there was overlay. It's already rake free. It's a 3-max. Like you cannot get any more plus EV than this tournament, and it still doesn't fill. So if it doesn't fill this week, we shouldn't have to advertise it. It should advertise itself. And I did put out a tweet Sunday morning on the Swolecast feed.
Tag me next time. I didn't even see it.
Oh, well, maybe turn on notifications for a brand that you were so closely aligned to.
It was 5 minutes before lock.
It was not. It was like 2.5 hours.
Okay, FanDuel.com.
I think we did our job of promoting it this week. We did a pretty good job.
Over 1.5 mentions this week.
Watch it not get put up this week. All right. Let's start with Peter.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
The person I'm the least amount of mad at right now.
Let's play Michael Thomas. I mean, he's $7,000 on FanDuel. I can't remember the last time he was this cheap on FanDuel.
That's pretty absurd, to be honest.
You can look at the player card.
Stop.
Let me finish. Let me freaking finish.
Yeah, you can't get the prices on FanDuel.
But on lineup HQ.
Here we go. All right, lineup HQ.
You can click on the player card and you can click, and he has never been 7K or less.
You did a better job on this show when you had the DraftKings app open and you were having to look at the game logs in order to select stuff. You were more well researched. All right, well,
he was actually 7K last week, but before that, he has never been 7K or less. So Michael Thomas, it is. Davis, you're up.
We're going to play Patrick Mahomes and we are going to play Travis Kelce.
I really thought you were going to say Laird there for a second.
Laird's a DK play. He's a DK play.
Mahomes, Kelce.
How did you get the Thomas. Courage to select those two guys, Davis?
Yeah.
Just win, baby.
Tuttle. All right.
Tuttle.
Shout out real quick to chat who says Mad Max says Davis looks like a liberal arts major who has a minor in feminism.
That literally was both of my degrees.
I was
an English major, not liberal arts, but I did get a minor in women's studies.
Davis was also on scholarship too.
Yes.
That's true.
All right, J.K. Dobbins, 5,900 on FanDuel.
All right.
You'll have to see it.
Let's see. So we need a couple wide receivers, a running back, and a flex. We've already played the big dog. Did we play big dog in the first lineup? No, we didn't actually. Did we?
Yeah, we can do big dog here.
All right, let's do big dog.
It is. Yeah, it's kind of the one site where he definitely makes sense as a play.
No, the one site out of the two sites. He was not play him on Fan Throwdown. Okay, Peter. Gotta save some money here. Gotta go cheap.
Oh, thanks. You guys all jam in the best plays.
We gotta go real cheap.
Are we flexing Jordan Akins cheap here or what?
We might be playing the Jets defense here, guys.
Yeah, you guys really left me up a creek
Texans
here.
D. Let's go with Texans D.
Is this your pick, Kitchen, or are you like making it up
saying,
for the
if
group?
We do. If we do, then we've got 5,400 left per player. That's plenty enough.
Okay.
Plenty enough.
I'm literally scrolling here. Let's play.
Any obscure Atlanta Falcons wide receivers?
Yeah, let's play Russell Gage.
There we go.
So here's the thing: you can actually like fill out this lineup not too bad because we have Jeff Wilson at 5,800. Michael Pittman is 5,500. I think he's really.
Oh, you had me at Pittman. I said I was going to play him in every lineup. That's my pick.
There you go. 5,500 for Pittman. I'll take Wilson, Jeff Wilson.
We're still over.
No, now we got 4,900 for wide receiver.
Well, we just don't have to play the big dog. We can play a smaller dog.
Yeah, or maybe, we don't maybe have a to more... play Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh. Look who's 4,800. Kendrick Bourne, David's favorite receiver.
No, wrong 49ers wide receiver.
Richie, my bad. He's
Richie James, 4,700.
Oh, boom. There it is.
Everyone play Richie James for
and
Kitchen.
Falcons defense against Dusty Tom. There we go. Play this in lineups. The Richie James, Jeff Wilson correlation is what we look for.
I'm playing this in the Sunday Million. Don't dupe me, bros.
Please don't dupe me.
After last week, I think he took care of that one.
Yeah, I mean, no one else duped that decision to sit Mike Gesicki, am I right?
I think there was one person that sat Mike Gesicki, and that one person was the guy touting Gesicki for the whole year.
Well, some of us are just so loaded at tight end, we didn't really need him when you got TJ Hawkinson balling out.
All right, tight ends.
I'm gonna hit up Paulson after this and figure out where we went wrong.
Got to reevaluate the process. It is Cole Kmet chalk week. It's gonna get out of control. So, you know, just prepare yourself for that. He is like a stone smash, and in a world where there are very few stone smashes at tight end.
What are we talking about?
Tight end.
Yeah, but who is the stone smash?
Cole Kmet.
What do you guys think of to throw out kind of another just a little off the board play here? What do you guys think about Travis Kelce?
Very off the board.
Kitchen, any thoughts?
Here's the thing on Kelce on FanDuel.com specifically. I was toying around with lineups earlier. I'm like, you know, Mark Andrews would be fun to pair with Lamar Jackson. But why pay 6,800 when you can just get 100 yards and a couple touchdowns from Kelce for 85?
Would you say Travis Kelce is kind of like a wide receiver in tight ends clothing?
I would.
He is drawing live to lead the NFL in receiving yards, which is pretty crazy.
Well, isn't he literally leading the NFL in that right now?
Honestly, I don't know.
I think he is. Yeah.
Tight end. Here's the thing.
Chat says that Kelce is the worst tight end matchup of the week, though.
Oh, here we go. The Saints. Who's someone on the Saints for me here? Yeah, help me out, guys.
Marshawn Lattimore might actually end up.
Oh, he'll kick Kelce into the slot and kind of follow Kelce around.
Yeah. No, but the thing here on FanDuel.com, like 5 to 6K is kind of a dead range at tight end, which is then it's like once you're paying 6K, like why not just go to Kelce?
You know it's a good show. We got Davis Maddock in the chat over here.
I'm trying to fish out a head-to-head. Please do not disrupt me.
This is my fault because I originally read that thing about liberal arts is Soccer Dave. I read it as Dave and not Davis. And then halfway through, I felt bad that it was Davis. And then it just started this whole thing.
Well, there's nothing to feel bad about. Those were literally my majors. I'm just trying to get.
It's not as good of a joke if those were literally your majors, right?
Well, I think it's more. I think the chat was just spot on. They have me. Yeah, they have me. They got me pegged. I mean, it's not as if I'm some famously private person. I host a weekly podcast where I talk about literally the only things that I'm interested in.
People literally know what you think about when you meditate, and it's me.
Literally. Literally. All right. Peter, I did notice that you had T.J. Hockenson on your Scott Fishbowl team. Is that someone you're interested in this week as well?
Yeah.
Against the Titans, even if they have backup quarterback?
11 targets, season high snap share last week, according to my buddy Ben Gretsch, who has never led me astray. Yeah, he's been a total smash without Golladay all season. And if you allow me to talk about my season-long teams, all my best teams either have Kelce or Hockenson on them. He's been that guy behind Kelce that you've been able to trust without Golladay. Oh,
man, you played Jacoby Myers and DeAndre Washington over Kosicki. Oh my gosh. All right.
Hey, does anybody have an Irv Smith Jr. take?
Is Rudolph out?
I believe he's coming back.
He didn't practice Wednesday. The issue here is like Irv Smith was still really limited. Like I know his box score looked all right, but he was only on the field for like 30% of the snaps, ran a route on 30% of the routes. Like he's a candidate for a goose egg if they still kind of handle him with baby gloves. Like Tyler Conklin ran more routes than Irv Smith last week.
But I think like that's kind of a factor of the score line because they needed like Conklin's the blocking tight end anyways, but obviously there was less blocking to do. I think Irv is he's like the targets per route run guy.
Yeah, but he should be more. You have that backwards though. Playing from behind, he should have been on the field more, right, Irv?
I mean, I just assume that they played more of their base personnel, but threw more out of that base personnel, which led to Conklin running more routes. I mean, that could be wrong, but that or that they were just trying to bring Irv back slower.
That's what I think it was. I think they were trying to bring Irv back slower. And like, I don't know. I'd like some positive practice reports out of Irv all week before just go play him.
Mark Andrews might be that guy.
I like Mark Andrews.
Against the Jags, especially if everyone's paying up for Kelce.
I mean, guys, this DeMario, the chat is on DeMario Davis covering Travis Kelce. It's a bad tight end defender matchup.
All right, let's wrap things up. FanDuel.com/Swolecast is the listener league. Let's wrap things up, though. Tuttle, do you have a terrible take for us?
Ooh.
Go to my list. I don't really have one. The smash take is DeAndre Hopkins. I don't have a terrible take.
I like it.
Like it. All right. Davis, closing thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Taysom Hill with the Chiefs bring back stuff this week. I like Jalen Hurts naked in tournaments and Chris Godwin as the smash one-off wide receiver this week.
Peter?
Yeah, I think you definitely play Derrick Henry. And if you're looking to get leverage in the $4,000 range, I think Laviska Shenault is just a total smash.
I'll say this. Normally, I am just up to my eyeballs in DFS lineups, tournament builds. But as a former influencer, I feel compelled to say that this week it's a crucial week for our best ball teams and our Scott Fishbowl teams. So I just want to say good luck to everybody, except for those fading Derrick Henry in DFS, except for those playing me in my best ball, in my dynasty best ball, or my Kenny, best ball team.
Wait, hold on. I got a good line here. Lodden thinks, Tuttle, what do you think the last time Soccer Dave posted a head-to-head was? Do you think he has posted a head-to-head in 2020?
Yes. On a main slate, no.
Hey, y'all be wrong because I posted one last week. Listen, stuff doesn't come free.
I thought that was right. Because of how much that, we got into it.
Never mind.
That will do it. For the week 15 Swolecast, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, follow us on Twitter, and maybe we'll even do a t-shirt giveaway. We'll have Tuttle do a t-shirt giveaway with some random stat contest.
Yeah, I think I already got that t-shirt shipped out, by the way.
Yeah, well, maybe next time you should also promote the Swolecast Listener League whenever you do that tweet. So
maybe
that will do it. We'll see you next week, week 16 here on the Swolecast from RotoGrinders.com.